It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. Filling in for my buddy Tim Conway Jr. is Sam Phillips.
Your other buddy.
Aren't you glad it's over? Aren't you glad the holidays are finished with? Aren't you glad the radio stations aren't playing all of that Christmas music anymore? We could just kind of get back to life, and it's all so sentimental and...
What is the one thing that you're looking forward to getting back to doing now that those holidays are over, Brian?
No, it's just, I don't know. It's just the holidays are so, like I say, they lay on top of me. I have, you know, that's how I feel about it. They just lay on top of me, and I just want to kind of get out from underneath them. And I'm glad we're finished with it. And it would be great if for 11 months I could not have garland and Christmas trees in the mall and Christmas music in the stores for 11 months. That is my request.
Well, that's what's going to happen because it's over.
Dan in Mission Viejo is on Free FM. Hi, Dan.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Well, let me tell you, we have a five-year-old granddaughter, and since she's been born, every year they come over for Thanksgiving, and the house looks exactly normal like it's supposed to. But when she comes back on Christmas, we decorate the entire house just for her. It's like a little winter wonderland.
Oh, that's sweet. That's very sweet.
And we like doing it, but, man, I tell you, after Christmas, the day after Christmas, you're looking at that stuff, you're going, it's got to come down, and it's going to take forever to do it.
Wait, you don't even leave it up to New Year's?
No, we really leave it up after New Year's, but the day after Christmas, and when all the excitement's over and all the presents are and all the kids are gone, you're kind of looking at it, now we got to take it all down. But we leave it up till New Year's.
Right, but aren't you glad it's over? I mean, the schlepping through the mall and the...
Yes, you know, it's just... And the radio stations with the music, and it's just crazy. You know,
yeah, I mean, you know, I'm glad...
You don't like that mall.
I'm glad that Coast is back to playing, you know, Back in the High Life by Steve Winwood.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Another thing, too, is that our neighbors got their decorations are coming down now, and they just, like, blasted. Everybody has this little computer-generated type of light shows now.
Yeah, right. It's crazy.
And it's just annoying, but it is nice to see everything back to normal. It really is.
Yep. All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
You.
Oh, yeah. See, this is what you're supposed to hear on Coast. Enough of the ring-ting-tingling, ting-ting-tingling, too.
You're like the Scrooge, dude.
Well, no, I'm just glad that it's over. And it's 61 degrees along the coast. First concert I ever saw.
Yeah, man.
Steve Winwood.
Really?
Yes. Jones Beach, Long Island.
Mine was Woodstock.
Really?
I think I was two. I was.
It
I went with my mother.
It used to seem to me that my life went on too fast, and I have to take it slowly just to make the good parts last. I sing all right, Gina. Yeah. All right.
This is why you like being a radio host, because you can indulge yourself in this kind of behavior.
I'm a good sidekick, Adam Carolla. Don't call me a host. I'll be back in the high life again.
You're a pussy.
Right. You're good at other things too, Whitty.
FYI. Thank you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Go to conwayandwhitman.com and take our online poll. And I want to talk to the people who voted because already hundreds and hundreds of people have voted.
I'm actually shocked. You guys have a lot of people that care about this question.
Oh, yes. Care in a big way. Here's the question at conwayandwhitman.com. Do you think that Brian Whitman, that's me, and Sam Phillips, that's you,
me,
have banged in the past? You can respond with sure, which is yes, or no effing way, which is no effing way. 76% of respondents, 76% say sure.
Yeah, that was quick, Jerry.
Yeah, no, Jerry's
he's distracted.
He's in a work release program. So 76% say yes, we have. And 24%, of course, take the other perspective. I want to talk to one of the 76%.
I want to know why they think we've done it. I mean, what have we said that's really made the listener? Because we could just be playing around.
You get the calls on The Single Life. I get the emails and some of the calls here. Mm-hmm. 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. I think that is overwhelming, 76%.
That's more than 50.
They think that is right. It's 26 more than 50, actually. They think that Sam and I have banged in the past. 76% say yes, they have. 24% say no, they haven't.
I know why they think we have.
Well, they might have a really good reason. And by the way, we'll reveal if we have or haven't just before 11 o'clock tonight.
I'll give you a good reason why people might suspect that we have. We've been very public how we like to go to Rite Aid together and how you will follow me around in the feminine aisle and hold my feminine products for me.
Oh, that's right. Remember with you and Arsenio and I talked about that on the air.
You held my tampons, my panty shields,
I did.
My douche.
We shop together.
We do.
What'd you call me?
I said you hold my douche.
Oh. We shop together and we talk on the phone.
All the time.
So I think that people think, oh, well, obviously something happened there at some point. So if you're somebody who thinks that, if
you like to go to Greenblatt.
Oh, yeah, we go to the deli. Mm-hmm. If you're one of the many that has voted in this Conway and Whitman online poll, please.
I want to know why.
I want to refresh the screen, man.
Ooh, fresh.
How do you do that with this effing computer, man?
It's compelling stuff. Refresh. How many people is it now?
Well, I'm trying. I can't refresh. I have to.
Is it like 80 something? And then
how do you spell Conway?
C O N W A Y, capital C.
Aha! Here we go. I'm gonna go back to a lot of S on here. Oh, there it is. Okay, I'm gonna see the results here.
In the Conway and Whitman
poll. Whoa! Whoa!
What? What's going on now? I can't see.
The number of people who think that you and I have banged around is dropping.
What?
To 64%.
Wait a minute.
Look out. Look out. And this is the latest from the Des Moines Register. They're tracking what's going on in Iowa with the caucus. Do they caucus? Would you like to caucus with someone with a speech impediment? Yes, I'm here to caucus. 64% to 36%, but it's still in the majority think that you and I banged around. That's a high number. That's a lot of dudes and chicks.
I wish somebody would call and ask a question that if we had banged around that we would know about each other. You know, like the newlywed game. You know, like you should know certain things about me. You should know my...
Well, there are things I know about you.
You should know my sign.
There are things I know. You're an Aquarius.
Close.
No, you're a Pisces.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
I tell you all the time.
Because your birthday is February 25th.
Mm-hmm.
That's your birthday.
That's very true.
Yeah.
You do know me.
Yeah, because it's the place, the caucus. Hi, I'm a big fan of Dennis Kucinich. Is this the place, the caucus? I'm a registered voter. Is this the caucus? That effing caucus. Who gives a mother F about these people in Iowa, 200,000 people in a nation of 300 million?
But what is a caucus? What is a caucus?
Am I late for the caucus?
And why is it a caucus countdown?
Caucus is Native American for like meeting or something. Yeah.
Oh,
see?
You're very smart.
And that's hot, isn't it?
That's what turns me on about you, Whitman.
Oh, yeah.
It's your sense of humor.
So,
your high intelligence.
Right.
Your wit.
So, I had some...
Did I make you... Did I distract you? Like normal?
Oh, yeah. In a country of 300 million people...
Is that how many we are?
Yeah, we have like 303 million by next year or something. I mean, it's a lot of people in
America. That's a lot.
We have 300 million people.
Yeah.
Roughly 200,000 are getting all of this attention, and millions upon millions upon millions of dollars are being spent.
I feel left out.
To woo a couple of 100,000 people.
Why is Iowa so important?
I don't know. Last time I checked, the people who live in Iowa, God bless them, they're no better than anyone else.
But why are we trying to win Iowa?
Why do we trust Iowa so much? To tell us who would be a good president.
But don't they do the same thing with Florida?
New Hampshire, too.
Mm.
Have you been to New Hampshire? I mean,
yes.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. I'm a New Yorker.
Have you had a conversation with someone there?
Yes, they're very smart.
Huh? So, you know, it's just a little strange to me. Little
the caucus?
Strange. Yes, it's just the caucus. All right, Kevin in Anaheim is on Free FM. Hi, Kev.
Yeah, hey, Brian.
Yo, dude.
Yeah, no way you're banging her.
That's not the question. The question is not banging as in currently still. The question online is, do you think that we have banged in the past? And 64% say, yes, we have.
Well, I hope you have, but I don't think you have.
All right. Well, stay tuned. You'll get the answer before the end of the show.
God, I want to know why he didn't think we did.
Oh,
because I think it's pretty obvious.
JR in Lawndale is on Free FM. Hi, JR.
Yeah, I wanted to know if Whitman wanted to make sure that the dogs were in the room when you guys banged around or not.
Well, Sam knows that I have a rule about the dogs.
Dogs have to be in the room. That's the rule.
No, that's not the rule.
Oh.
Yeah, the dogs have to be.
My dogs are not inside.
Yeah, the dogs have to be locked out for the act.
They have to stay inside.
But then they're allowed to sleep in the bed after. What did I just say?
No, that was just a tape of me with the dogs one afternoon a few years ago.
They're not inside.
They were outside, and I didn't know.
No!
And Randy Wang came over. They had a video camera. We were shooting something for the show, and just my
Was that your version of Cribs?
Right. I couldn't find the dogs, you know, so I...
My dogs are not inside.
I got upset. I mean, admittedly.
That was you?
Yeah.
They have to stay inside.
Why?
And Randy's saying, why, you know, holding the camera.
Right.
And I'm trying to...
They have to stay inside.
Why?
Why do they have to stay inside?
Well, I was surprised. I asked
him. They're adopted.
And I did. I said to him, I was crying. I said, they're not inside. You know?
They're not inside.
Sam, are you sleeping on me? What are you...
No, I'm just thinking about the last time we rolled around.
All right, baby. 520-9710 or 888-520-7710. Those are our numbers. Titles of life. And the question, the web poll question, do you think that yours truly,
David Whitman.
And
Slam
and Sammy have banged in the past.
Sure.
Eric in Ventura is on Free FM. Let me refresh the results of the poll. Hello?
It's slipping.
Ryan Whitman.
Eric, hi.
Where would Sammy say is the most unusual place you two have made whoopee?
Yeah, that was... I'm up 1%. Well, I'm up 1%, but yeah.
You're up 1% or we're up 1%?
65% say that we have had sex.
Wait, but wasn't it at 70-something before?
It's dropped a little bit, but you know, this
but
is how...
But why is it dropping?
Well, look, all of these polls reflect different, I mean, you know, look at the polls for the caucus. I mean, there's, you know, 100 different polls out there. Robert in Los Angeles is on Free FM. Hello, Robert.
Yeah, I think something has happened. I think Sam's enough of a horse. She'd lower herself to do someone like you.
Right, because you'd have to lower yourself to do me, because I'm...
That's what it is. Sam's going to base her whole life on that right there.
Right.
Wow. I like the fact that I'm a whore. That's good.
That's what it comes down to.
And you're a mutt.
Yes. Well, I know my kind. That's why I know Sam did it.
500 guys she slept with.
Yeah, and he wasn't on that list.
If there's 500 guys on the list, which you've been open about on the air.
Yeah. Actually, there's more now. This year. But this past year.
Nah.
Not even this year. I keep forgetting it's 2008 now. But 2007, I upped my numbers a little. You know, I'm just saying. Just upped the numbers. It's 500 and something.
Gokul, I want to say the name correctly. G-O... This is like lingo on the GSN. Gokul, G-O-K-E-L. Gokul.
You got it slightly right, Dr. Whitman. It's G-O-K-U-L.
By the way, Lingo is a great... Lingo is a great show on the Game Show Network. I love Lingo. I'm kind of addicted to it.
Do you know that I auditioned for that show?
Oh, to do the part...
The girl. Whatever, there's a girl on it?
Yeah, she's great, too. You'd be just as good.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You'd be great at
that. Who is the guy on it?
Chuck Woolery.
Okay. When I did my audition, I was, like, fawning over Chuck Woolery, and I think they thought I was a stalker, and that's why they didn't hire me.
She makes sexual jokes a lot of times.
I did, too.
Well,
didn't get me anywhere.
Of course you did. Just Sam Phillips, man.
Slamming Sammy.
All right, Gokul, what's up, dude?
Hey, Brian, I just wanted to compliment you, dude. You're a very good radio host. You're... Tom Likas impersonation is the best. It's better than
Thank
Tom Likas.
Thank you, Gokul.
It inspired me to start talking like Tom Likas. Uh-huh. May I say a few words like Tom Likas, please?
Gokul, please. It's the new it's the new year. You, the floor is yours, my friend.
Huh? Thank you, my friend. Yes. Thank you,
Gokul.
like you. Call me up, bitch.
Of course I can, Gokul.
Gokul did a very good Tom Likas.
Yep. Oh, here's Ali from Hawthorne, who's actually in person a really cool dude, but on the phone is like a...
Scary?
It's like a D. Hi, Ali.
So no dogs in the room, Whitman? Hello?
No, never dogs in the room when it's
when it's going on. I do think you did, man.
Well,
what about us makes you think that we did?
But I do think it was when you had hair, Whitman.
Huh?
I think it was when you had hair back in the day.
Huh?
Yeah. Hair on your head?
Right.
Before the Rogaine fell through, you know?
Right. I don't take Rogaine. No. I've never taken Rogaine.
That's pretty obvious.
I would never take Rogaine.
Actually, Brian, that's pretty obvious.
Ali, please, take it easy, dude. I want to tell the audience something about this particular caller.
Ali?
Ali of Hawthorne.
Okay.
Present?
I don't do drugs. That's the first thing.
Right. This dude is a real S.
Hair!
He'll call and has been calling for years. And the call is always, hey, Whitman, you bang your dogs. Hey, Whitman, you know, you're still banging the dogs. Hey, Whitman, you're still alone.
That's like my Julius. I have one of him.
Right. He's like, you fat F, you're still home, you're banging the dogs, you're fat F, fat bald F, you know, banging the dogs, bald fat F.
And so it's good that he's consistent.
Right. So
I am.
Right. You've been doing that what? I mean, solid 3 years you've been doing that.
Solid month.
Nah, you've been doing it a long time.
And then Sam Phillips, I'm a big fan.
All right, Ali, easy.
Hopefully at the next
Commerce, man.
You can, go ahead. No,
and then I met you at the Commerce. Is that where I met you?
Yes, sir. We met at the Commerce Casino. Right. What a good night, huh?
See, and then you like became my best friend, right?
Yeah. I guess you don't have many, so I'll go ahead and take that top spot.
See? So, you know, I thought that after being nice to him at the Commerce Casino.
Wait a minute. You're a great guy. I love dogs, too. I'm a big fan of canines.
All right, dude.
Wow, that's creepy, Ollie. You had me until that.
The guy's a nut.
Yeah.
All right, let's refresh the online poll here. Do you think Brian Whitman and Sam Phillips have banged in the past?
I want to know what the percent is.
All right.
For or against? Is it sure?
Sure.
I can't even do my own imitation. Or is it no effing way? 520-9710-888-520-9710.
Well, the percentage is growing of people who say...
Sure.
70%.
Yay! Look at that number.
30% say no effing way. 70% of those who say we have had sex also plan to vote for Senator Obama tomorrow.
Ooh.
We've broken down. They're asking a lot of questions. It's not necessary to poll people this extensively. Among Clinton supporters, 54% of Clinton supporters say that you and I have banged. And those who support John Edwards firmly support John Edwards with Senator Clinton as their second choice in the caucus. 45% say that we've had sex among that group. Yeah. So I don't know why they're tying this poll into the caucus, but it's a little weird.
Because it's both, you know, important
current events, right?
Yes, yeah. Going on right now.
And we'll be on live tomorrow night bringing you the latest on the caucus from Iowa. So you want to hear it right here live at 9:07.
Ooh, I'm going to be with you tomorrow.
Your news leader.
I get to hear your caucus.
I'm going to go into news mode tomorrow night and bring the results of the caucus.
Oh, nice.
Adam in Santa Ana is on 97.1 Free FM, LA's FM talk station.
How are you doing, sir?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I think you and her slept together.
Why do you think that?
I don't know.
Well, you have to have a reason to think that. I mean, there's got to be a reason that you...
The way you guys talk to each other and stuff.
Yeah, man.
We are very flirty.
Can you say hi to Tom Likas, please, for me?
Yeah, when I see him, I'll say hi.
Yeah. Please.
All right, dude.
We do talk very flirty to each other.
We're very comfortable with each other.
And open.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't disconnect the caller. No, it's true, sir. We are.
Yeah.
Right. No, but you hear like the way we talk back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Right. We're comfortable and kind of cozy.
Yeah.
So that would make you kind of draw the conclusion that maybe these two are more than just friends, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, dude, for calling. You listen every night?
Yeah.
You in your car?
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent.
A man of many words.
Who's that? Oh, his buddy's in the car with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, you're a couple of studs, man. Take care, all right?
Yeah.
There they go. our virtual listeners. What's that last one you played? What's the last one? I want to have a conversation. I'm going to have a conversation with him. All right, here we go. Bob in Mission Hills, you're on Free FM. You enjoying the show, Bob? Yeah, you listen every night, right, dude? Sam Phillips is hot, right, dude? All right, thanks for the call, Bob.
Here you go. Here you go, dear.
All right. Let's go to Chuck, who's calling from Anaheim. Chuck, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Hi, Chuck. Have you voted in the online poll? And the question is, do you think that Brian Whitman and Sam Phillips have banged in the past? Did you place a vote? And you voted yes, Gina tells. Really? And it's easy to vote, isn't it? You watching porn, dude? And you getting high?
Do I turn you on?
Does Sam turn you on?
Does Whitman turn you on?
Wow. Right.
See you later, dude. Are you going to caucus tomorrow? All right, dude. See you later.
Wow. I love you.
I love you, sweetie.
I really do.
I love you, sweetie.
I really do.
I really do.
So when are we going to take it to the next level?
What, Jerry? I got to take a break here.
Oh, damn.
520-9710 or 888-520-9710.
Oh, you're avoiding my question.
Because hundreds of votes. I'm monitoring the votes here. Mm. 76% say yes. Whitman and Phillips have banged. 76%, and only 24% say we haven't. Cast your vote now online at conwayandwhitman.com. That's conwayandwhitman.com. This is 97.1 Free FM, home of the John and Jeff Show, coming up at 11. I just saw John a moment ago through the glass. Hello, John.
Was he with an Asian woman?
He's with an Asian woman.
I'm jealous.
We'll be right back.